Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. I'm Stan Bunger.
I'm Susan Lee Taylor. Drivers could soon be feeling the effects of the explosion and fire at the New Star Fuel facility that burned for hours yesterday. KCBS's Holly Kwan's in Crockett with that part of the story. Holly?
Yeah, Susan, there is no more smoke, but it still stinks out here. It's a hillside above New Star that smells of recent char. Fire crews below watch what's left of the destroyed storage tanks. A media briefing on overnight developments expected around 8 a.m. And one of the first things investigators will want to know is how much ethanol was in these tanks. That's the additive that helps gas burn cleaner. And now refineries are going to have to source it elsewhere, which means that it'll cost more. Phil Flynn is Chicago-based gas market analyst.
Consumers probably going to get hit with a little bit of a price increase. Is it going to be major? No, maybe a penny, maybe 2 cents. Not that big of a deal. But at the same time, when you look at all the other issues that are facing California right now with power outages, taxes, tougher regulations, California just can't get a break.
In Crockett, Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Thanks, Holly. Market Street, maybe just the beginning of a push by San Francisco officials to get cars off of busy city streets. KCBS's Matt Bigler here to report. Transit officials are already looking for their next target.
And Stan, the SF Board Muni Board certainly seemed pleased with their decision to ban cars from a 2-mile stretch of Market Street.
I don't know, Jody, if it's the happiest day of my life, but it's definitely definitely on the list.
After the unanimous vote, Board Chair Malcolm Heineke said he's already asked staff to look for other streets in San Francisco that could go car-free.
And plan for the next street that will prioritize transit and pedestrians and bicycles to the exclusion of private cars.
Residents who have cars have concerns. Brian Schrader is president of a homeowners association on Market Street.
People are concerned that only being able to access by detouring multiple blocks around to 11th Street to be able to access our homes is going to affect their everyday lives.
Although private vehicles will not be allowed to turn onto or use Market Street, traffic can still cross at most intersections. The Better Market Street project is expected to be rolled out in several phases starting as early as the beginning of next year. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
More fallout from the PG&E planned power outages. The Chronicle reports the executive who was in charge of the company's natural gas division is now out of a job after the paper reported employees from the gas division entertained top customers at a wine country retreat just before the utility's mass power outage last week. Mel Christopher was PG&E's top gas executive until yesterday. In a statement, PG&E CEO Bill Johnson said, given the 2-year mark of the 2017 North Bay wildfires and the imminent public safety power shutoff, the event was insensitive, inappropriate, and tone-deaf. And as such, it did not reflect the values of the company. There's growing alarm among parents in one San Jose school district over a plan that could see 3 elementary schools eventually shut down. KCBS's Keith Manconi has more.
Parents in San Jose's Evergreen School District worried about the coming change.
So the kids have to change school, change teach, like everything, the environment, even the students will be split, even the best friends and stuff like that. So it will be a shock for the kids, of course.
The school board voted in favor of the closure plan in the face of declining enrollment numbers, which are putting a serious strain on the district's finances. Of course, Evergreen is not alone. Dipping enrollment numbers have forced other San Jose elementary schools to close in recent years as well. It's a trend many blame on the region's high cost of living, which they say is forcing out young families.
It's pretty, the prices are way up there.
So that's something that you're observing as well?
Yeah, it's like it's taking like 3 incomes to get a house rather than 2 or 1 before.
District officials have not yet identified which schools will be closed. Further details are expected at a future board meeting. In San Jose, Keith Manconi, KCBS.